Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Thank you, Gabby. So our speaker today is Joanna D'Souza. Joanna is unable to join us in person for this session, but has kindly recorded her presentation in advance for us, which Gabby will play for us, and our assistant channel manager, Laura, will introduce. So without further ado, please sit back and relax as Joanna shares her wisdom with us.
Hello, everybody. This is Laura Victoria Ward at the Embodiment Conference and the Dance and Creativity Channel. I am so excited to be welcoming Joanna D'Souza. She is a Canadian. She's living in Toronto and has been dancing Indian. Let me get this right. She is the leading Indian classic, one of the leading Indian classical dancers in Canada. She has been twice Dora Award nominated. She received her master's degree in Kathak dance through Prayag Sanjit Samiti in Allahabad, India. Her study began in 1978, as I said, under her guru, the late Pandit Chitresh Das. So we are super excited to welcome you, and I hand it over to you.
Well, this is great. Thank you so much for having me. And just give me one second, and I'll bring in a little musical interlude for the background. Okay. Well, Namaskar. Namaskar, the divine within me, what I believe that to be, what I feel that to be, greets the divine within you, what you feel that to be. And Adab, Assalamu Alaikum, peace unto you. I want to thank Antonina, Tanya, and Laura, and everyone at the Embodiment Conference for having me. It's really a great honor. I'm Joanna, and as Laura said, I'm a North Indian classical Kathak dancer. Kathak comes from the word katha, which means story. And throughout the ancient times of India, bands of minstrels, family minstrels, known as Kathakas, traveled the breadth of North India and told both the epic stories and the news of the time through this form. I thought I would start this evening just by giving you a tiny little snippet of what you're going to share with me and what you will see. I'm going to do a very small excerpt of a song which is called a Tarana, composed by Ustad Ali Akbar Khan, and it's in Rag Kamaj. Very short. I thank you all for joining me, and I'm really happy to be here. Kamaj Tarana. Excerpt. Very small excerpt. Thank you. Small excerpt of what can happen in Kathak dance. So, interesting things about embodiment. We have a spoken language. Everything we dance, whether it's the rhythms of our feet or the movement of our body or both together, has a language that we run in our minds or speak out loud. It helps put the emotional quality into the movement for us. It helps them mnemonically, memory-wise, so this is truly a reunion of body, mind, and spirit. Because we're on Zoom, welcome all to the world of Zoom. I'm dancing without my gungru, without my bells this evening. I wanted to show you them. They're lovely. They look like this. Okay. And they are quite expensive for Kathak dance. We wrap them around our ankles, and they add the quality of fire and earth to the form. But they are also very raucous in terms of picking up Zoom sound. So I've opted not to wear them tonight, but just so you know, it's an integral part of Kathak dance, all Indian classical dances actually, but sorry, Gungru, can't wear you tonight. Okay, so I'm going to start with the traditional way that we start a practice, start class before performance, ending class, and it is what is known as pranam salam. So I'll just start here with a small drone. I'll turn that down a little bit. Sorry. Every once in a while, it chooses not to. Sorry, everybody, give me just a sec. What is going on here? Worked perfectly 5 minutes ago, didn't it, Laura? Give me a second. It'll happen. So, what you're hearing right here is an instrument known as a tanpura, and it creates like a halo of sound. Indian music and dance is absolutely obsessed with this idea of lohanjai, create so that all becomes one. The idea of emotion and ras is also this idea of reciprocal energy. Dances, people that are viewing and experiencing respond back and it comes together. So I'm going to start this evening, and you'll all be dancing this with me in some form as well, with a short pranam salam. And this is a ritual that we do at the beginning and end, which actually acknowledges that we are all here on this earth together, and we bring it to the earth. Holding our ears pays respect to the oral tradition, which is how this is passed on and has been for eons, and that we are all one. Na tind din da, de de din din da, da din din da, da din din da, na din din da, de de din. Namaskar and Agar. Thank you very much. So the idea of embodiment and focus, when you have an idea where there's movement attached with language, this immediately brings you into this, just brings you right into your body because you constantly have to be monitoring and balancing all of these things. We also, you may have noticed if you've seen Indian classical dance, and all seven of the forms actually share this, but we look in the direction of our hands, and you'll experience this tonight with me as well, okay? And we have a small shloka, Sanskrit, again with this whole meaning that sets up this idea of embodiment. And it is, yato hasto, where the hand, stato drishti, the eye follows. Yato hasto, stato drishti, where the eye, there is the concentration of the mind. Yato drishti stato manaha, where there is the mind, you generate the feeling. Yato manaha stato bhava, and where there is the feeling, you generate the mood. Yato bhava stato rasa, and that rasa is the reciprocal audience, viewer, participant, one, lobanjai. So this is a really important part of one way that you can embody and become one with all the movement, okay? So now I'm gonna put on what you're gonna hear now. Is what is known as nagma. And nagma is a repeated melody. And this melody tells us where we are within the rhythmic cycle, okay? And as I mentioned to you, everything we have has a connected language. Ta, tanu, the body. Tei, Stela, the land in Sanskrit. E, dancing for the divine. The body dancing on the earth for reunion with the divine. Ta Tei. And this forms the first three bowls or words that we use in Kapak, okay? So, I want you all to stand up. You too, Laura, come on, let's get up, let's dance, okay? So now, I've got my feet nicely in the V, and I'm gonna be really, really gently relaxed here. We're going to step forward and back, and I'm mirror imaging you, okay? So this is your right. So now you're going to come with me here, stepping with right foot, then left and right. Tap your left toe behind, then back left and right and left and right. Again, in front it's right and left and right. Tap left behind, then back is left and right. And left and right. Now, as we do this pattern, right, left, left, right, left, right, it has a corresponding language, which always means this pattern. Okay, and their language are referred to as bowls, B-O-L, from bolna, the verb which means to speak. Back left is left and right. Now the words for this, our right side is ta, te, te, tat. Left is ah, te, do it one more time because we are now working to complete a rhythmic cycle of 16 beats. So in Indian classical dance, it's very interesting. You have to not only feel dancing the rhythm beat to beat, but also be aware of where you are within the big picture, the big cycle. So it's a super focus, bringing it all together. Te-i-ta. We start by just learning single words like this. So now bring your hands up to heart center. Big reach right and left and right and left. Back left is left and right and left and right. Again, it's right and left and right. Tap left behind and back is left and right and left. With the bowls, the language, it is ta-a-te-i. Te, left behind is tap, back left is up, up, te, e, te. And one more time, forward and back, tap, up, te, e, te. Left behind is tap, back left is up, up, te, e, te. And tap, great, okay. Back to the hands on your hips, my friends. What we're doing is with this phrase, right, left, right, and the spoken bowls or words, we're learning different ways that come up moves on the floor. Okay, so backs of the hands on your hips. We're gonna step out to the right side. We're gonna step right, left behind, right tap your left toe behind. Then left, right behind, and left tap your left, right toe behind. Right, left behind, and right tap, left behind, and left side left, right behind, and left tap, right behind. Again, right, left, right tap, left behind, left, right. Now, because the pattern's exactly the same, so are the words. Te, e, te, e, tap. Left is up, te, e, te. Try it with me one more time. Just the feet, it's tap, up, te, e, tap. And then we're always super encouraged to recite as we're dancing. Te, tap, and right side, tap, te, e, te. E, tap, and left is up, up, te, e, te. Now the hands that are gonna go with this, give me your right hand, right at your hand at heart center. When we're using this position here, our elbows are slightly higher than the wrists. This is sort of the position we have to start. So bring your left hand to your hip, right hand comes straight out from the heart, over the shoulders, and comes right back to heart center, okay? Then in comes to the right hip, and we do the same with the left. Left hand, palm up from the heart, out over the shoulder, and back to heart center. So we'll try one cycle, just counting in the bowls and the timing of these arms. So right side would be ta, a, te, e, te, e, ta. And left is a, a, te, e, te, e, ta. Right side is ta, te, te, e, ta, and left is up, te, te. Now let's add the feet, it's out to the right side, right, left, behind, and right, tap, left, behind, and left side, left, and right, and left, and right. One more time, ta, te, e, ta, and left is up, te. Now let's go back to our first one, forward and back. Here we go with ta, te, e, okay, now you'll notice here, I've added looking out to the diagonal corners. Let's do that again. So that is keeping with that yato hasto stato drishti. So the idea that you are focusing the eye to the hand, one more time, and that sets up the entire embodiment to create the feeling, the ras, that is then shared with everyone for this lobanjai. Everything is one. Ta, te. E, te, e, cut. Back left is up, te, e, te. Out to the right side, right from the heart, it's ta, te. E, te, e, cut. And left is up, te, e, te, e, cut. Right side is ta, te, e, te, e, cut. And left is up, te. Let's take forward and back one time. It is ta, te, e, te. E, tap, back left is up, okay. Now let's go side to side, right hand palm up from the heart, te, e, tap, and left is up. Okay. Now backs of the hands on the hips, feet double, tap, tay, tay, tap, left, two, three, and tap. Now a couple of things here while we're moving. With this bowl, tay, tay, tat. The tats, we never put any weight on our feet. They're always just a tap, regardless of how we're moving the pattern. Tay, tay, tat. Ah, tay, tay. Again, it's tat, tay, tay. Now let's just do the feet out to the right side. Here we go. Ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. Again and ta, te, te, ta, ah. Forward and back, just the feet with ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. Again and ta, te, te, ta, ah. Out to the right side. Ready? It's ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. Last time and ta, te, te. Now here we go with our arms. Let's have fun and relax it. Ta, te, te, ta, ah, te. One more time. Same thing. Ta, te, te, ta, ah, te. Out to the right side with ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. Side to side. Ta, te, te, ta, ah. Last time. Forward and back. Here we go. Ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. One more time. Ta, te, te, ta. Up, day, and out to the right side with ta, day, day, ta, up, day, and last time with ta, day, day, ta, up, day, day, and hold right there. Fantastic. Okay, so now we have a special little concept. Is this okay, Laura? You're doing okay. You're dancing beautifully. This is great. Okay, so we're keeping beat to beat in time and keeping it the idea of this big, all-encompassing circle that envelops us all, right? So now, beat number one, top of the cycle. Just gonna turn this volume down just a tad for a moment. So, beat number one on this big circle of rhythm, okay? We start on beat number one. Interestingly enough, though, we're in a 16-beat cycle, so it's just like a 4-4 time, four bars of four, okay? But instead of finishing on 16, we finish on one, which adds to this whole philosophy of every end is a new beginning. This very much on and on and on, right? So we would have ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. One more time. Ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. Side to side. Ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te, ta, tigga da, digga digga te. Tigada digga digga te. Tigada digga digga te. So now that's a five-step phrase. Step back with me, everyone. We're gonna have our right foot in a T position. It's just right, two, three, four, five. Again. And right, two, three, four, five. Let's try just a few more of those. Tigada digga digga te. Again. And tigata, digga, digga, te. And again, tigata, digga, digga, te. Last time, tigata, digga, digga, te. Now, as a T high, the idea of a T high is a rhythmic pattern repeated three times. And the idea is that it's going to bring us back to beat number one. Okay? So we start on beat number one. Come all the way around, we have a T high, and it allows us to finish here on beat number one. So with what we've learned so far, ta, te, te, ta, ah, te, te. One more time, ta, te, te, ta, ah, te. Out to the right side, ta, te, te, ta. Then as a T high three times, tig-a-da, dig-a-dig-a-te, tig-a-da, dig-a-dig-a-te, bringing us back to beat one. Okay, that's the way it works, all right? So let's try that much first, yeah? Good? Okay, great. Here we go, ready with na, 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 tin, da, tin, tin, da. Hands up nicely, 13, 14, 15. Starting for beat one with ta, te, te, ta, ah, te. One more time, ready, ta, te, te, ta, ah, te. Out to the right side with ta, te, te, ta, ah, te. Right foot only, tigga-da, digga-digga. Again, right, two, three, four, five. Right, two, three, four, one, five. 2, 3, 4. Great, okay, so now we're gonna try, I'm just throwing you into this, everyone, right off the deep end. We're going to do it as turns. In Kathak, it's very, very famous for its turns, which are called chakars, okay? So I'm just gonna turn my back to you for a moment. This is my right side and my left side, just like you. And I'm gonna take, tigada diga digate will be one turn. So I'm gonna open with right, 2, 3, 4, 5. If I face you and mirror image you, right, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the interesting thing about Kathak turns is they actually, when you start, you're always gonna be a quarter of a revolution around, okay? So right hand to the front, left hand directly to the back, both palms up. And as you take the rotation, you just bring the hands back to heart center in one. Great, so let's try that, ready? Tiga da, diga diga tay. Again, and now we have to spot as we would. It's a little slow for spotting, but it's still good. Two more. Tiga da, diga diga tay. And last time is tiga da, diga diga tay. Okay, so now I'm gonna turn my back to you. We're gonna try just for fun a tiha, but it has to be twice that speed. Sorry, okay? So what we have, if we were side to side, it's 9 and 10, hands up. Come with me now, it is. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Right, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which brings us back to beat number one, all right? So now, cello, we're gonna go forward and back, side to side, and tiha. So now you have a whole series. You're starting on some, going round and ending on some. So here we go nicely. Elbows higher than the wrists, feet nicely in the V. Relaxed walk, here we go with ta, te, te, ta, a, te. One more time, forward and back, ta, te, te, ta, a. Out, now out to the right side. Just one time right and one time left. Here we go, three turns. Ready, and right, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 2, and 3, and 4. Now I'm gonna give you one little thing, a finishing position. Take your right foot and extend it out. So if you have the feet in a T, you're gonna let it come nicely out. Right hand comes palm up. So now I'm looking to the right at eye level, right shoulder, right hand, right knee, and my left hand comes back. And that's the posture that we're in when we end the third turn only. So the first two will end at your heart center, and the third one's out. I'll just demonstrate it right now. Here it goes like this. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Okay, so try this with me. Here we go. Ready, and tiga da, diga diga tay. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Good, and one last time. Excellent, here we go. Last time. With tiga da, diga diga tay. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Tiga da, diga diga tay. Very good, excellent. So now, bring your hands back. You may be a little dizzy at first, but it's like riding a bike. You get used to it, okay? This art form has many facets, so I'm just trying to let you feel all of them. We're gonna put this all together one last time, and then we'll move on. Here we go, ready? Ta, te, te, ta, a, te, te. One more time, ta, te, te, ta. And out to the right side, ready from the heart. Hey, hey, that, ah. And now our chi hai with our ending. Tiga da, hands at the heart. Hands at the heart, outright, diagonal, ta. Ah, din, da, din, din, da. Now gently slide your right foot and your right hand in. Take your left hand palm up. Sorry, your right hand palm up. And just let your left hand sit here. Heels together. Exactly the same pattern we've been working on. This will be the last thing we do with this thing, this particular thing tonight. And it is the basic footwork of Kathak. We have many, many footworks. And I'm sure if many of you, if you've not seen Indian classical dance or particularly North Indian Kathak dance, I'm sure many of you have seen flamenco. And we share the same history. Flamenco and Kathak are totally related. So we have lots and lots of footwork, just as they do in flamenco, okay? So our feet are in a V. We're gonna take this pattern, but in one place. And it's just letting your full foot come on the floor. So it is right and left and right and now left again. Left and right and left and right. Then it repeats, right and left and right and left, left again, left and right and left. Now I know I've been throwing a lot of stuff at you, but ta, te, te, no weight here, ta, then ta, then you're free to repeat the foot. Te, now no weight here on that ta, ta, te, te, ta, left is ta, te, e, te. We're gonna do one more foot cycle of this tempo. Te, e, ta, left is ta, te, e, te. So this is an 8-beat step and now it repeats. Te, te, left is ta, left again is ta. Okay, now let's try twice as fast. We can do it. Here we go. Right, two, three, four. Left, two, three, four. Right, two, three, four. Left, two, three, four. Ta, te, te, ta. Ta, te, te, ta. Ta, te, te, ta. Ta, te. Let's try it one more cycle. Right, two, three, four. Left, two, three, four. Right, two, three, four, left. So now when you go to your next cup up concert, which I'm sure you will after this, you'll recognize this. This is the basic footwork. We have many kinds, as I mentioned, but this basic one is always a repetition of this pattern. And it's 8 beats long, one cup car. It's called tuck car, T-A-T-K-A-R, tuck car, or said the car. Okay, and one pattern of tukkar is ta, te, te, left, ta, te, te, ta. And then I'm just repeating it, and so are you. Te, te, ta, then ta, te, te, ta, ta, te, last time. And ta, te, te. Now we can double this. Let's try it for fun. So we have right, two, three, four, left, two, three, four, right, two, three, four, half speed, and ta. Day, day, tap, up, day, up, double time, ready, top, day, day, tap, day, day, tap, top, day, day, tap, and down with top, day, day, tap, ah, let's try that up again for fun. Right, two, three, four, left, two, three, four, right, two, three, four, left, and down is top, day, day, tap, ah, day, day, and up. Now this time we're going to add our little T high. Ta, te, te, ta, te, te, ta, ta, te, te, ta. Back to half speed. Ta, te, te, ta, ta, te, and up double time. Ta, te, te, ta, ta, te, te, ta. Our T high that we did as turns. Right, two, three, four, five. Right, two, three, four, five. Tikka, ta, tikka, tikka, te. Okay? Yeah, you're going to have to end it like that if you wanted to. Exactly. Okay? So now, all that, whenever you see rapid fire footwork like this, if it is tukkar, I could easily double what we did. And with time it comes. So you would have here, here's where we just were. And you could have this. Repeat 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14. So you see the way it works, really, huh? You start off rather slowly, and then you can just increase the intensity, the tempo. Okay. My gosh, it's already 7:45. Okay. Well, we're zooming along. I hope you're having fun, everybody out there.
Yeah, it's great. It's super fun. And
okay, so now I'm going to change gears 20 minutes. Because one of the things that Kathak is very, very famous for, coming from the word katha, which is stories, is we can render poetry. We can dance to Sanskrit shloka. We can dance to all kinds of songs. And frankly, if you take a look at me, I think it's pretty obvious I'm not South Asian. So I actually spend a lot of my world dancing to Western music. My husband's a musician and a composer, and I dance to a lot of contemporary music and Western music as well. Being that I'm not a native Hindi speaker, I find that I get a lot more nuance out of the English language. right? But that's just sort of the way that is. So, but what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce you to a little bit of storytelling, just a bit. So we were in a 16 beat cycle, very kind of 4/4, and now you can feel the funk. Yeah? Dag, dana, gatina, dag, dana, gatina, dag. So this is what they would call a light classical rhythm. Okay? And I'm just going to give you a little bit, 5 minutes, of the narrative. Okay? So, coming with me. This is water, showing water. Now we're going to show a tree. Bend over, big circle away from yourself to show the circumference of a tree. The trunk getting thinner and thinner. Arms become branches, hands become leaves. And now we're swaying gently in the breeze. Now in the breeze, in the trees, not in the breeze, in the trees, live birds. So look at the palms of your hands, fingers together, stick out your thumbs, cross the hands over and link your thumbs together so it looks like that. Okay? And now we're gonna fly as birds. So we go low to high. And low to high, and low to high, and one last time, low to high, okay? Now off in the upper right side, point your fingers together. You show a small circle because it is the sun and it's very far away. Right hand comes on the hip, and left hand shows the rays of the sun. And it is very hot. And beautiful plants grow. A little flower bud, fingers and your thumb together in a little bud. Okay? And it opens in the sun. Our right hand becomes a butterfly, hovering over the flower. Then magically, we both can turn both hands into butterflies. And they fly off. So now we're going to put this much together with a little bit of music.
We have the tree.
Very complicated story. gesture has a meaning. You can attach it to a song, you can attach it to a poem, you can attach it to whatever you would like, okay? So Kapak has Nrit, pure dance, no narrative meaning at all. Nritya, which is some dance and some storytelling, some narrative. And Natyam, which is full drama, whereas a solo Kathak dancer, which is its tradition, we have to play all the different characters. The last thing for tonight, I'll give you the movement that I love so much, where we change from one character to the other. I'll do it with my back to you first. It goes like this. Da, prinda, dinda, cut. Da, prinda, dinda, cut. Hand over the head and press. Da, prinda, dinda, cut. Now I'll break it down for you, okay? Last thing tonight. So we're going to start on our right side. Just four steps, one circle. Right, left, right, and left. Okay? Then we're going to go back the other way. Left side. Left, right, left, and right. Hands at heart center. Now we're going to take our right hand up over the head. Comes down to the hip. And presses the left side across. Then as we go to the left, up, over the head, down to the left hip, and press right. Very good. So we have right, over the head, hip, and press. And now let's take it back, left side, excellent. To the left we have left, over the head, hip, and press. New language for this, and the language is ta, prinda, dinda, cut. Ta, prinda, dinda, cut. Da, prinda, dinda, cut. And ta, prinda, dinda, cut. Excellent. So now you've had a bit of a whirlwind tour tonight, but you can see how within storytelling, how we use this is we use the palta to change characters. So traditionally, you dance with live musicians, okay? And as a dancer, traditionally, they would sit downstage right of me so I can communicate to them freely, yeah? And when telling a story, the idea of this palta, usually in a set of two, would then enable it to let them know that I'm going to change characters, all right? And they adjust the music and all kinds of things. You probably work it out with somebody, but you can adjust things as you need, okay? So I'm going to ask you to get up and just say a short pranam with me to finish this class. And then we have a few minutes for some questions. So right foot in a T, backs of both of the hands on your hips. Now bring your right hand across. So now you've got hands on your left hip, okay? Come with me now, taking energy from the earth and the heavens, the sky, focusing it through the mind, across the breath or vital life energy, and the heart. Then scooting the right foot out, come down on the inside of the left knee and touch the floor or touch the earth with the tips of the fingers. Hands up again, focus through the mind, breath and heart. Gently holding the earlobes, paying respect to the oral tradition. Last time closing this up. And now, using both of our arms to help us up. Closing down to the heart and a gentle bow forward. Namaskar. Thank you very, very much. Let me turn this music down, yeah? Okay.
Well, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so good to participate. So can you tell me a little bit more about the sort of way that your feet hit the floor? Because I know it's different and it's such a satisfying sound.
Yeah. It's all about relaxation. So embodying that rhythm through time, you use the foot as a whole unit. So there's none of this ball foot to the thing, and not that we don't, when we're moving around on the floor, of course we use all those, but for footwork itself, it's going to be with a flat foot here, okay? And the sound is not from pounding. The sound actually comes from underneath your toes, It's like capturing the air under your toes. And it's from a very relaxed foot. So exactly as everybody probably knows from yoga, where you stand and try and open up the toes, although we don't, you know, keep the tension in the feet that way, it's the same premise, exactly. In fact, there's so much related, obviously, because they both come from India, but there's so much related. So that would be the approach. And different styles of dance have different, Indian dance have different styles of movement. For Kathak, it's very much a glided kind of walk. You almost feel like you're being pulled and released. Bharatanatyam, South Indian, is very, very placed. Huh? Kathak, not at all.
I noticed you appeared to like float in the first set, in the first piece that you showed us. Like you just like floated around, and it was amazing. It was
beautiful. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So do you want to tell me like what's going on in your body to keep that sort of poise? That like, because you're not bouncing all around.
No. Basically, Laura, I came to Kathak as a 22-year-old. Okay, and My background was figure skating and music. I played music from the time I was 5, really. And so whenever I'm choreographing to pieces, I try and really just have physical integrity and embodiment with the music. And I try to really respect the intention as I interpret it. Other people could interpret it in another way, and that's absolutely perfectly great. But it is really something that I strive to achieve, is to be really one with the music as much as I can. So I take it as a great compliment if you thought I was floating, because I was just using the shots. And even what we were saying, yato hasto stato drishti, that whole thing here, like my arm is here and I'm going to look out there. And Kathak is very precise, where it has this sort of to shoot, have a look like an arrow, right? And it's training though, because I knew that we're using 45 degrees. What makes it look so natural is that I am now, after all these years of study and practice, quite comfortable with where the 45 degree is. And it ends up looking quite natural, but it is a trained spontaneity, without doubt.
That's wonderful. So who would be like, who would normally be drawn to this art form? Like, who are most of the people dancing Kathak?
You know what? I'm actually incredibly, like, I always say it, and I'm not saying it lightly. I'm the luckiest Kathak dancer on the planet, because not only personally, the work I've gotten to do, whether it's with, you know, electronic music, whether it's with rock bands that tour Australia, whether it's been working with the most illustrious of Indian classical artists, many of them much my senior. I've been very, very blessed how much they have been willing to work with the likes of me. So I've had this great thing. But in my classes, right from the very beginning, I started teaching when I came back. I lived in India for 2 years, from 85 to 87, and did my master's degree through Allahabad Prayag Sangeet Samiti at that time, over that 2 year period. And when I came home, I got a job at the University of Toronto. But just in the Life Strides athletic department, there is no dance department at U of T. So it was open to the community, and that's where I really started to get all kinds of people, male, female, transgender, from anywhere in the world. I have people that still dance with me from, you know, my goodness, Romania, China, Japan, Russia, a lot of first generation South Asians whose parents emigrated here, a lot of them. And the demographic has changed slightly. Like now, right now, probably 80 or 90% of my classes are South Asians. When I studied in California, I studied many years in California with my guru, we had one South Asian woman in our class. And there were 18 of us that went 5 days a week, 3 hours a day from 10 until 1. Like, it was our life. And everybody was white, basically. It's just changed so much since those days. So my demographic is all over, and I feel really, really blessed that I have some wonderfully strong male dancers too. So it really helps when you're doing dance dramas, or if you want to dance duet, to be able to dance with a male partner. Sometimes it's really great. It's really great. So I feel very, very, very fortunate with the people that are attracted to studying with me.
So at this point in your life, what is your favorite thing to do? Like, do you like to choreograph more? Do you like to perform? Teach? What's your favorite?
Well, honestly, I think in my heart of hearts, it's a toss-up between teaching and choreographing. In the earlier days, in my earlier days, even up until the last 5 years, I absolutely adored performing. I loved performing. I still do, but I'm finding at my age, I'm going to be 65 this week. So I just feel that it's a little more work than I want it to be. The discipline has been really rooted in my love of it. So I've been incredibly disciplined, but it hasn't been work. And my body, I've been blessed with a pretty strong body. I didn't have any pain in my body till I was like 58. So I just want to, I want to be able to maintain it, but I adore teaching and I really love choreographing. And I actually feel it is my duty to share as much as I can with Kapak in a teaching capacity too. So I'm really fortunate. Actually, Zoom has been really wonderful that way. I mean, I've always had the opportunity to teach a number of times a year in India, some in the States, in Canada. I have my school. I've been a full-time teacher here since 1988. But Zoom is fabulous because I've got students all over the place that have sort of moved on and doing other things. And now we're coming together. On Wednesday nights, I have 5 time zones in one class. It's so incredibly exhilarating. And I love the fact that we're all current together because we've become a family, right? It's called a Sangha or a community. And we are truly a Sangha, which was my guru's dream. Panichitresh Das, my guru's dream to have a Sangha. So it may have been COVID induced to have it be so current and not just once a year or twice a year, but to have it be current. But we're so, so blessed to be able to have that time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the gift of this whole time, is to be able to do Zoom classes with somebody in Japan or Ireland or wherever, you know, across the world.
It's so great. It's so great. So, and now I feel like I know you, Laura. We've met from upstate New York to Toronto. What a blessing.
Absolutely. So tell us, what is your, they'll put it up in the chat for you when this runs, and what is your best way to get a hold of you, and what kind of classes are you offering right now?
Well, our website is kapaktoronto.com, okay? And my email is just joannakapak@gmail.com, but it's all up on our website. And actually, just yesterday, we've had such overwhelming desire to study Kathak. So starting in our next term, which is November the 9th, the week of November the 9th, we have a 6-week term till Christmas, and then we'll start it up again in January. But starting on Tuesday evening, so November the 10th from 6:30 to 8, there's going to be a brand new beginner class taught by one of my very senior people, Jane Morris, will teach, and she's a wonderful teacher. So they can go to the website, and if they want to take some classes, they're right there, and they start in, 2.5 weeks?
Yes, time is going. So I'm just going to talk for 2 minutes and tell everybody, and then I'll come back to you with your number one embodiment tip.
Okay.
So I want to invite everyone to be able to participate with this material for in perpetuity, for the rest of your lives, for as long as you need to. There are 1,000 sessions in this embodiment conference. And if you can and have the desire to support this type of work, please consider buying a package. And also there are coffee break rooms. And for the presenters, there are green rooms. And I highly recommend taking that time to pop in. Sometimes I've been in the green rooms and nobody's there. I've been in the coffee break rooms, nobody's there. But I've also been in there with one person. It's a really great chance to meet other people within this community. And this is really about building community. So having said all that, what is your number one embodiment tip?
My number one embodiment tip is to put whatever your passion, whatever it is you're choosing to do, put one foot in front of the other and experience it, and just go slow and be open and you know. Whatever you desire to happen, whatever is meant to happen, however your philosophy works in your own life, it will happen. But I think you have to be open and you have to be engaged, present and open.
So thank you so much, Joanna. Wonderful to have your presence with us and to learn some of that Kathak dance. It was really fun.
Just, you're a natural.
Oh my God. The brain, the sides, the feet, and the singing. Magical.
Yeah. Can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
They have discovered, because our movement center of our brain, and I don't know whether it's front or back or where it is, to be honest with you. I think it's back here. Movement center of our brain and speech part of our brain are at opposite poles. And the fact that we link them up, they're proving now that it is so healthy and with the plasticity of the brain, and we're building all these new dendrites, connections between parts of the brain. So it's fabulous for your memory. It makes you happy. And if you've got a bit of frustration, you can just pound your feet and feel like $1 million at the end of it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. We've got just a couple minutes left. Many thanks to Joanna for this engaging interactive session. Hopefully she can hear our silent applause from afar. I know that as a classical Indian dancer myself, I'm certainly taking away some useful knowledge and skills from my own practice. I put the links in the chat so that you can get in touch with Joanna, and Gabby will be posting a few more links in the chat as well with the coffee break location on the portal, our sponsor, Amara Pagano, and Path of Azul, as well as the upgrade link if you're interested in getting the full library. We really appreciated having all of you here, and wish you an enjoyable experience with the remainder of the conference. All the best and goodbye for now.